Good morning, Triple B. Can you hold for a second?
No problem.
Interested parties to lower the price of prescription drugs and to continue to improve our healthcare system. They're continuing to improve it. Does that mean they're improving it? Senator Richard Blumenthal, also a Democrat, dismissed the charge as a PR fix. This step seems like a PR fix more than a real remedy, masking an exorbitant and callous price hike. This baby step should be followed by actual robust action, the Connecticut Democrat said. Well, wait a minute. Why is the price so high? What is the alternative to the EpiPen? Is there an alternative to the EpiPen? What government has restricted barriers to entry and given them effectively a monopoly? Whose fault is this? A standard two-pack of EpiPens now costs about $600. The price in 2009 was $100.
Thank you for holding. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Julian calling with Bank of Cardiff. Is Keith around?
Julius with what, I'm sorry?
Julian with Bank of Cardiff. It's a C-A-R, D as in David, I-F-F as in Frank Frank.
Just hold for a second.
Thank you.
And then thereby constricting, and you basically choke to death. EpiPen expires after a year, meaning consumers are required to buy new EpiPens annually. However, due to the increasing cost, some people are being forced to carry expired doses of EpiPen, hoping the product will work even past the expiration date. Ramon, I'm not a scientist, and I've seen none of the protocols on this drug, but do you really believe that the effectiveness of this drug expires after 1 year? Do you really believe that? How about this? We'll ding them for $600, and we'll tell them you got to come back in a year. My doctor told me I had to come back in a year. Doctor told me. Doctors are only right. They're never wrong. They're only right. When they prescribe something to you, my doctor told me I have to do this. Really? And how much does your doctor know about what your... I'm lucky to have very good doctors, and I know many of you are as well. And there are some wonderful doctors out there. But you and I both know that many times a doctor is going to overprescribe because they don't want you walking out the door and dying on them, because you may sue. That's just the way it is. This goes back to 2013, the School Access to Emergency Epinephrine Act became law in 2013 to encourage states to increase their supply of epinephrine in schools. Some states have gone as far to pass laws requiring schools to have the drug. They have to have the drug, here we go. Over the past several years, Mylan Pharmaceuticals has increased... The reporter who exposed this story, Ramon, is supposed to be calling in, so if you would, just keep an eye on the back line. There have been numerous... Over the past several years, Mylan Pharmaceuticals has increased the price of EpiPens by more than 400%. Well, I'm trying to find the story. Apparently, Bernie Sanders made this a huge issue. There's no reason an EpiPen, which costs Mylan, I can hear him saying, just a few dollars to make, should cost families more than $600. By the same token, there's no reason a Rolls Royce should cost what it costs, except that consumers are willing to pay for it. Now, in the marketplace, if a consumer is willing to pay for something, the price is what the consumer is willing to pay. Everything is offer and acceptance. The purchase of an item is a contract. The company puts a tag on the front of it, $600, and you walk up and say,